The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the so-called graft tax is created by tax loopholes and policy favors. They come courtesy of state lawmakers. The group's executive director is Mike McCabe. He calls it a system of patronage that has big donors paying for political campaigns. In return, he says they get $4.6 billion worth of pork projects and tax breaks.
It's a little hard for these interests to argue that they're only giving to participate in the electoral process, or they're only supporting people they like, because what we've found is that they're giving to both sides, and they're giving money right around the time the decisions are made, and often tapering off after that.
As one example, McCabe points to the Stanley Prison. An Oklahoma company built it on speculation. It also made donations to lawmakers during budget negotiations. Eventually, the state bought the prison for $80 million. McCabe says a publicly financed campaign system would only cost taxpayers $1 a year instead of the $1,200 he says they indirectly pay under the current system. But a spokesperson for a business group calls the graft tax report illogical. Jim Pugh is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
They make very gratuitous assumptions that if somebody gives money to an elected official's campaign, that somehow they're getting a direct quid pro quo public policy decision back on their behalf. And that's simply not the case.
And Pugh says most Wisconsin citizens don't want to pay for political campaigns. A WMC poll done in December showed nearly two-thirds of respondents oppose campaign finance reform legislation. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.